It is time to check our forecast with our meteorologist, Pat Pigetto. I called Pat early this morning. I looked at my house, and there were 3 inches of snow, and it was snowing pretty good. I called Pat, and what did you say to me, Pat?
I said, well, I don't have any indication of that at all.
I said, I'm the indicator.
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at the Catskills and not much happening there. The Berkshires had some flurries. Hartford was reporting some very, very light snow or flurries, but whatever there was extremely, extremely light. So, I mean, at this point right now, your wet snow and or rain will just be intermittent. And I don't think there's going to be too much more in the way of any additional accumulation because, first of all, the temperatures are going to be headed up to 40, maybe even 42 today. So it should not be, anything of a consequence. I think you told me, Marshall, that some schools were just in a delay mode, right?
Oh, well, it's funny, and you mentioned this to me. Any school that is from, I'll say, Sharon, if you draw a straight line from Sharon and go east and west, any school that's on that line or north of that line in our districts has a delay. Nothing below that.
Right.
So whatever, the rain must come in right under Sharon or something like that.
It does. And the rain snow line kind of wobbly. But again, nothing heavy, which is really, really good. This is a warm front. And tonight we will also have some rain around because the temps should stay above freezing in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, periods of rain with highs of 40. Then on Wednesday, a little bit of a break, 40 to 45 with sunny clouds. Your Thursday, we start off with a wintry mix, and it may tend to go to rain. We still have to watch that system. And highs 40 to 45, so we are thinking that it will go to rain. Following that system, Marshall, another punch of Arctic air. And I mean a punch, because on Friday, we'll have ineffective sunshine with an icy wind, and the highs on Friday will stay in the teens, which means by Saturday morning, many places will not only be in the single numbers, but below zero. The good thing about this next cold onslaught, it's only going to last a couple of days. So by Sunday, it's going to begin to mild up, and so is the case for Monday, which is next Monday's President's Day. It's a holiday.
What about Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day is going to be very cold. So it's a good excuse to get next to your Cupid and keep yourself nice and warm and cuddle up.
Now, getting back to this weekend, I want to tell you, we had rain on Friday morning, and it was raining cold. And we, of course, at 7 o'clock that night was going to be the target jumping. And then all of a sudden around noontime, the rain changed to snow. And the snow, we got about a quarter of an inch to a half inch of snow. But the temperatures dropped. The winds never came here. They missed us. And they had perfect skiing conditions for the jumps on Friday night, on Saturday, and even Sunday. Record crowds on Saturday, big crowds on Sunday. So it worked. Mother Nature worked its magic, along with the volunteers from the Salisbury Water Sports Association.
That's got to be magic because everybody that I looked at had strong winds.
Pat, it was unbelievable. The winds made no impact at all. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Toro on the Cape had 80-mile-per-hour winds. Long Island had 70-mile-per-hour winds. I mean, it seems like the strongest winds were over the eastern third.
Well,
of New England.
There were sections of Connecticut. There were lots of sections of Connecticut that had trees down and power outages.
Power outages, yeah.
Nothing here at all.
Well, that's good. That's good. It worked out. I'm very happy to hear that. You'll probably be very happy to hear that let's see, was it yesterday? No, it was Saturday. I had a little time, and I sat down. I was feeling very, very tired Saturday. Actually, I have to be honest with you, I've been feeling very tired for the last several weeks, and I don't know why.
Well, join the club. Go on.
Same thing, right? Yeah, and even getting more sleep at night, I am just tired. But anyhow, I'm thumbing through the TV, and I see Godzilla, the new one. I said, you know what? Marshall raved so much about this. Let me put this stupid thing on. So I put it on. And I'll tell you, it is what it is. I thought, you know, I thought the effects, I thought the monsters were great. You know, Mothra and Rodan and Gajah, all those great. The storyline stinks. To me, much too much noise and fighting with the monsters, you know, attacking one another. I mean, halfway through it, I was already sick and tired of it. I was, you know, let's kill this three-headed thing already and be done with this movie, you know? So I would have to say that of all of the monster movies I watched, I'm talking monsters, you know, not fantasies like, you know, Halloween or anything like that, this was not one of the better ones. And I hope they come up with something better than that. Because you said they're coming out. Aren't they coming out with King Kong versus Godzilla?
King Kong versus Godzilla, and then it'll be King Kong and Godzilla after that one versus other monsters.
Okay, well, let's hope they do a better job. But I did manage to stay up just a little bit last night to watch the awards. Mm-hmm. I don't understand this, Marshall. Our listeners may agree or not agree with me. Maybe I'm getting old. I don't know what the story is, but they bring on this rapper who I've never heard of in my life, and he has a full band, and he's rapping all over the place, and they're showing all the stars in the audience, and most of the stars in the audience were mouthing the words to this song, which I never heard of in my life. It came from some movie, because all the songs they did were nominated songs. Okay? When he was through, he got a standing ovation. While later, big red piano appears, and there he is, Elton John, with his nominated song. They clap, he gets no standing ovation. What's wrong with that picture? What is wrong with that picture? Here you give a standing ovation to some young rapper, but here is an icon in his 70s, who's playing piano and singing, and yet you don't stand to salute this man. I just don't understand it. After that, it was enough for me. I went to sleep. What do you think?
I didn't watch it at all. I just know that. I just know.
Don't you agree with me? Don't you agree that, you know, how do you give a standing ovation to one and not to another? Especially somebody like Elton John, whether you like him or not.
Millennials.
I guess you're right. But anyhow, Parasite took the major win, as expected. But I am so glad that Renee got the award for Best Actress in Judy. She deserved it.
I'm glad. What's his name from the also won an Oscar? The movie that I liked that by Tarantino.
Say Goodbye to Hollywood?
Yeah, what's his name? Won an Oscar in that, didn't he?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, he was great in that. He was absolutely terrific.
Brad Pitt. Yeah, I like Brad Pitt. I always like Brad Pitt. I think he's a good actor. I didn't care for the movie, but I'm glad he got it. And we knew what's his name from The Joker. We knew he was going to get the award, too.
Now, this is the first time two different people have won. Could you imagine the Joker now has won the Academy Award, the people that played it, twice. Twice.
Twice.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the way it goes. I mean, the whole show, to me, was very low-key without hosts. I did like the new stage. I did like the new place. I think it's the new... Hall of Fame here in California. Motion Picture Hall of Fame. I thought all of that was real, real good. But aside from that, by the way, I think they also beeped out. I forget who they beeped out. Several times they beeped out the rapper. They beeped him out. I thought it was an audio glitch, and then I realized that he must have been cursing while he was singing, and they beeped him out.
That's right.
So anyhow, that's it. That's over with. Now the real premiere comes up in 2 weeks.
That's right, and they won't. You won't have to worry about any of those damn musicians singing at your premiere.
You got that right. And so far, in case you're wondering, as of yesterday, 88 hours of editing.
Unbelievable.
And we're not through.
Unbelievable. And people don't realize what it takes to put together something like that. They just don't.
88 hours of editing, not through yet. So I tell you, it's easy going 100 hours, easy.
Well, Pat, I want you to have a good day today.
I want you to have a good day, and I hope Skype updates, and I hope the weather gets better for you, and I just hope you feel a little bit better.
All right. Thanks, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye-bye,
Moshe.